What is up, my beautiful people? This is your host, Riza, and in this specific episode, I'll be sharing what being on social media is actually doing to your brain. And how this really sparked my interest was I was listening to a podcast the other day, and she had some really great insight and wanted to elaborate more on it and give my two cents, but of course, just get you to think differently and have a different perspective on this. So go ahead and turn up the volume. Take me on a walk with your lovely phone, iPhone, or whatever phone that you're using, and let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode, and I'm going to dive in deep more about social media and how it's influencing our brain, some different perspectives, and just my two cents. So basically, like I said before, this sparked my interest as I was listening to a podcast the other day. I believe her name is Sahara Rose, and she really spoke to me, and it talked about how it's possible that our generation, or people in general, especially during these times, are showing addiction to social media without really realizing it. Let me ask you a question. Now, do you have your phone next to you while you sleep? And do you have it on and all the notifications on as well? And then do you wake up the next morning and use your phone as an alarm? And if you do, most likely you're addicted to your phone, whether you like it or not. These are just simple signs that we're so attached to social media or having access to the outside world without even giving our own time, giving ourselves the time that we need to re-energize to ensure that we are giving the best of the best in our day. So going back to the podcast I was listening to, that episode, in summary, she was basically talking about how we don't always have to share what we're doing. For example, waking up immediately and checking how many likes we have on an Instagram post or a Facebook post or comments on our TikTok, if you have one, and even if anyone has purchased our self-published books. And I loved how she just called us out on how, hey, you don't always have to tell the world what you're doing on a daily basis. Now, of course, you know, business-wise, that's kind of how we do business, in a sense of you have to market yourself. So if you want consistent cash, you have to have consistent marketing. However, like I said before, you can have blocks of your time where you're actively engaged with your audience or people in your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, whatever. However, the whole point of her podcast or her episode specifically was that we are basically not giving us the opportunity to live in the moment, to experience what life is. And as mentioned before, it really got to me because I was even talking to one of my friends about how I sometimes don't like being on social media all the time, and I like to really live life, and I like to go out and do things. And part of the reasons why I've started businesses is, or entrepreneurship journey, is to have that freedom. And so again, going back to what are you doing right now that is not allowing you to experience life as it is and being in the present moment? One of the things that really irks me is when I'm with someone or out to dinner or lunch with, you know, friends, family, whatever, and they're on their phone or they're checking their notifications or they're interrupted by phone calls. Now, of course, if you have emergencies, by all means, definitely pick up the phone call, but it's like, it's kind of rude, you know? And I'm guilty of this. I remember a long time ago, one of my partners stopped talking to me after we had dinner, and I had no idea what he was upset about. And basically what happened was because I was on my phone and I was checking other things, and it was just really unfortunate that I had to get to that point, but it also gave me the perspective that, wow, I did not realize how often I'm on my phone. I was doing some research online and I found an article talking about how there was a student or some type of research at University of Pennsylvania on how social media causes the fear of missing out. And it talked about how neuroscientists are studying the effects of social media on the brain and finding that positive interactions, such as someone liking your Instagram photo or commenting or praising you on your photo again that you posted, and it's actually triggering the same kind of chemical reaction that is caused by gambling and recreational drugs. Now, let me say that again. this is actually triggering the same kind of chemical reaction that is caused by gambling and recreational drugs. So, of course, no wonder we're automatically addicted to our phones, because we like the idea of being fed into, oh, this person liked my post, or, oh, I'm getting a lot of followers on TikTok. And unfortunately, we get so wrapped into how many likes, how many comments, how many engagements that we start to be on it on a, like, too much, way too much. And for me, I have deleted the apps off of my phone, and I re-download them when I need to get on them or post something. And it's hard. I'm not going to lie and say that it's super easy, but it's hard to detach yourself from these things that you're so used to being on all the time. And I even caught myself not that long ago wanting to check things, wanting to check emails, wanting to check, you know, how clients were doing. And it was just like, man, I do not want to live this way. And so in order to change something specifically in your life, it's bringing awareness to it. And for me, for sure, it's brought 110% awareness and really changing the perspective or changing what I need to do to not be on the phone or the computer all the time. There was another study that was done, I believe it was in the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology in 2018. Feel free to message me on Instagram or Facebook and ask me where these articles were. I can definitely send them to you. But I was reading about it, and it was talking about how individuals, when they would regularly decrease their time on social media and limiting to like 30 minutes a day, they actually reported reduced levels of depression and loneliness and felt better after 3 weeks, according to that research. Now, I love research and I love studying experiments. And even for myself, I've noticed that when I have blocks of time when I'm actually on social media to engage or to post or whatever, that I feel so less stress and not doing the comparisonitis. I'm going to be honest with you, there were times, and I'm not the only one. I know that I'm not the only one. I'm just brave and courageous enough to talk about it, is that there were times where I would look at other people's social media, Instagram specifically, and just always compare myself. Like, oh, she's so much more successful than I am. She has a great body. Her husband's beautiful. You know, like all these pathetic things. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing? And this isn't a natural state that we do as human beings. We always want more. We want things to be better. We always want the next thing. And so it's given me the ability to take a step back and say, what is the truth here? And what is this actually doing for my personal benefit? Right? Like, of course, I can go on there and say, wow, like, this is so great, she's doing such a great job, and praise it instead of playing myself down. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense. I think I am. But you get what I'm saying, right? Like, it's the idea that we get on social media and we immediately judge, we immediately criticize, we immediately judge ourselves and compare ourselves or where we're at compared to someone else. And it's like, man, if we keep doing that to ourselves, there's no way we're going to survive mentally, right? Like, our self-esteem would go way into the negatives. Another thing that social media does to us without really realizing it is that it limits our ability to focus on one thing. One of the ways that I'm able to focus is I actually use this app called Focus, literally it's called Focus, on my iPhone, and I use it to stay on one task for 25 minutes. I believe in research it says that our brain can only focus, you know, like 25 minutes a time, and then we have to take a break. But anyways, as I was saying, when you have so many things on your social on your phone specifically, and all these different social media apps, you tend to be distracted. One, because you have so many freaking apps, and two, you have all the notifications on. Now, one tip I have for you, if you haven't done this already, is one of the ways that you can be productive is to actually turn off all your notifications. I turn off all my notifications. In fact, I actually turn off my receiving phone calls, notifications as well, which helps tremendously, I must say. And this is where bulking your time on social media is going to help you stay focused on the task at hand. And so perhaps you want to check your Facebook. And so have a significant or have a specific time when you're actually on there, you're responding to messages, you're engaging with your group, whatever that may be. And then have a time limit on it. And I actually, like I said, I use even my clock, my timer on my phone, and I have certain times of the day where I have alarms go off. Like in the morning, I talk about how disciplined are you. In the middle of the afternoon, I remind myself that money is always available. In the evening, I ask myself in the alarm, did I accomplish all my tasks? Which, by the way, you should only have like one or two tasks a day, because when you put too much on your plate, and you don't finish half of them, you feel disappointed and discouraged that you didn't even complete the task at hand. And so again, it defeats the oh my goodness, I can't believe that I didn't get anything done mentality. Another thing that I found very interesting is that with social media, it can actually alter your appetite. So there was an article that was published in 2015 by Brain and Cognition, and it talked about how there are significant physiological and neurophysical changes where when we see food porn, aka really delicious food that we want to eat, you actually may feel hungry when really you're not hungry at all. So this means that companies, organizations, social media in general, when they're using Instagram as the, you know, as a platform to demonstrate their food, it's like a subliminal message that when they're trying to commercialize someone eating a delicious vegan burger, you're going to all of a sudden think about, ooh, that sounds really good, and I'm hungry for it, now I want to go get it. Which, by the way, we are always being marketed to, we're always being sold to, so know that for a fact as well. And this kind of goes back to ensuring that you're setting your intentions for the day in the morning and immediately writing down your thoughts, your frustrations, goals and intentions that you have for the day, things that are bothering you. So then later in the day, you are bringing awareness of what is coming into the forefront of your mind. Another thing that social media does, or being on your phone, especially right before you go to bed, is that you may have a harder time or a more difficult time sleeping. And so that's why they always advise you to get off the screen at least, I believe, 1 or 2 hours before you actually go to bed. Now, there's this hormone called melatonin, and essentially what it does, it helps you regulate your sleep. And it helps you sleep. So the high levels of melatonin, it helps you sleep, but then the low levels can actually keep you awake. Now, when you're constantly on your phone and the blue light is emitted from your phone, which is basically the light that's coming off of your smartphone, if you have one, it actually decreases your melatonin levels even more. And so when you're scrolling on social media, especially during the evening time, it will actually disrupt your circadian rhythms and your ability to, create or utilize the melatonin hormone. Now again, of course, not all social media platforms or apps are going to alter this issue. There's been tons of apps that help you and benefit you in this sense and help you sleep. But regardless, it's just taking a moment to assess yourself and figure out like, okay, where do I find myself changing my mood, or how is this affecting my sleep? So all this to say, and in conclusion, is that we can totally appreciate and be so proud of what humans have been able to create and do and build a World Wide Web and community with so many social media platforms. I also believe that's important for us to take a step back and ask ourselves, the amount of time that we're on our social media platforms, is it decreasing my ability to experience life of what it actually is? And if so, to what extent? I think those are strong questions to ask ourselves and to be really honest of where we stand in that. From there, once we're able to answer that truthfully, we can go back and readjust how much time we are on our social media platforms and create bulk of time throughout the week when we're solely focused on one platform to execute what we need to get done on that platform. I know for me, as I mentioned before, asking that question to myself has allowed me to really detach myself, especially right away in the morning, have me time fill up my cup before I can fill up anyone else's and get my mindset straight and give myself the positivity I need to ensure that I have a fantastic day. With all this to say, I just want you to constantly challenge yourself and ask yourself, is this taking away the experience that I want to have in my life? And if so, what are some ways that I can cut down? So there you have it. That's what I have. Would love for you to share this. If you liked it, go ahead and screenshot it and tag me on Instagram. If you have any other questions, go ahead and either comment in Anchor or drop me a message on Instagram. Say hello, and we'll see you in the next episode.